You heard what Wayne said, right, Sean?
He said,
I'm aiming at your head like a buffalo. That's what we doing today.
We thought that was a hot bar. You thought that was a bar to...
Yes, that's the bar I wanted to direct at you this Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Yes, it's Boom 103.9, Philly's hip-hop and R&B. I mean to say what? You hear that voice. He's here. You see him on TV looking like a snack.
Mm.
Fox 29 sports anchor.
A whole meal.
Sean Bell, you're a snack, bro. Sean Bell.
She's saying, calm down.
Because you're married.
I'm a married meal.
You're a married snack.
I'm a married meal.
Sean Bell is here, a Sunday sports with Sean. Yo, why can't we ever have an amicable conversation when you come into the studio? Like, every time Sean comes in, we fighting about sports.
Because here's the thing, like, you never want to admit when I'm right. Like,
well, you're not right all the time.
When I get something right, I'm right 98.7% of the time.
No, you're like 60. Bring it down, son, bro.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly.
You up here, bring it down.
See, man.
Period.
Hispanic women never want to give it to you, man.
Why you got to get racial? Why you got to be because I'm Hispanic now? You see what happens here, y'all? He did it, not me.
I was born in Jersey City, New Jersey. I know about y'all, man.
Why you got to bring that up?
I'm just saying. I love you, though. I love y'all.
Let's talk about these sports, okay? We're going to save the Sixers conversation because we're already fighting about
it. You know I'm right about that.
But Eagles versus Rams, away, 8:20. Biggest news is that Carson Wentz being ruled out.
Mm-hmm.
He has a fracture in his back. This is after they were playing with us. Well, he might play. He might not play. He's doubtful. He's like, they downgraded him from so many different words to finally say yesterday afternoon, he's not playing.
Yeah, questionable to doubtful to out.
Right. Yep. That's what it was.
I told you last week that Cowboy game was the biggest game of the season.
And he fumbled.
And once they lost that. Here's what I think really happened, okay? Every player in the NFL has injuries that they have during the season that aren't going to get better into the offseason.
Yeah, they play through it.
So they play through it.
Right.
Carson probably had this back injury because he was out a couple practices in October with the back injury. So
yeah,
it might be the same thing.
But weren't they saying, okay, first of all, when you're the franchise quarterback, they're going to make sure you're healthy. So they're going to run MRIs and CAT scans or whatever it is that they do, right? So they were saying that they've been testing him and they haven't seen this. How is that possible if you have a fracture in your back and they haven't seen it? But however, they say they have been testing him.
You believe that though? You think everything they tell us
I'm asking
is real? You think
you
everything the government tells us is real?
That's the type of time you on
exactly,
today.
Exactly. All of a sudden.
No, but isn't that a lawsuit? If you as an employee, because he's an employee for the NFL,
no,
the Philadelphia
Carson
Eagles,
knew.
Right? If you are seeing that there is an injury that can end your career. Wouldn't you pull him off of the field? Would you still put him out there? That's not even legal.
That's what NFL...
Is that legal?
Yes, it's legal. If you say, if Carson knows, it's one thing if they held that information from Carson. But if they said, hey, Carson, you had this back issue. It's not going to be hurt any worse if you keep playing. So it's up to you if you want to go out there. Every NFL player is going to be like, yep, I'm going out there.
Okay.
And so once they found out that, hey, this season is
it's
officially
over. Let's just rest
all right,
him.
Carson,
damn,
sit.
That's what happened.
All right, Carson, sit. That's what it is.
Sean Bell is here. We're going to continue talking about Carson Wentz's back injury. And St. Nick. Can St. Nick bring home the prize?
Oh, stop.
Can we
it.
Get a present?
Oh, stop it.
Are we getting coal? Are we getting coal?
Come on, Nicholas.
I mean to say what this. Oh, let me bang it out. Oh, let me bang it. Oh, let me bang it out. Light skin Keisha and B. Smith, ride good right here on Boom 103.9, Philly's hip hop and R&B. I mean to say what on this Sunday afternoon. Got Sean Bell in here. Fox 29 sports anchor, one third of the Zero F's Given podcast. He comes in every Sunday. Sunday sports with Sean. And I appreciate you for coming in and making time.
You know.
For Mina's house every Sunday. You're consistent. I like that.
Sometimes I gotta, make room for the homie.
Oh, Lord. that's what
you
it
be,
is.
You be acting funny, but I let you slide.
Yeah, whatever. Let's talk about. Nick Foles. So we were talking about Carson Wentz. He's out for today's game. It's an away game against the Rams, 8:20. He's out because of a fracture in his back.
Mm-hmm.
So your theory is that because we lost the game to the Cowboys, that our season was over.
Yep. And then they find it to be a convenient time to set him down to prepare for the next season. Now, Nick Foles is coming in, which it's reminiscent of where we were this time around last year. The Saint Nick posters were plastered all over Philadelphia, all over the city. Saint Nick brought it home for us. We got a big prize.
People gotta stop with that.
This is not last year.
So this is not reminiscent of last year.
So can Nick Foles get it done today?
No.
Dang. Yo, why are you so shady?
Is that simple enough?
Why are you so shady?
Because I don't care if it's Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, Dan Marino, or Joe Montana. This team ain't winning. This team isn't what they were last year.
Okay.
Okay. Nick Foles stepped into a situation last year that was perfect. Everybody was grooving. Everything was in rhythm. Everything was good.
I was going to bring that up. Our momentum was up last year. Our momentum is trending down. Mm-hmm. So, and then we saw how he did in the beginning of the year. You know, he didn't do well. I was going to ask, being that there's been some changes to the personnel on the field, is it different now because he has different people to throw to 100%. Now?
Again,
is it better or worse than the beginning of the year?
It's worse because there's been more injuries, more people in the IR, more people hurt. Like, it's worse. It's 100%. Well, I've said this every week I've come here for the last by like 7 weeks.
Right.
You can't overcome having practice squad players starting.
Yeah.
You can't. So what are you going to do? I'm sorry. And shout out to Darren Sproles. He helped. He's looking good.
That's my guy.
You know, he's making things
better. Put some respect on his name.
But he's not enough. Nick Foles, sorry, dude. It's about to be a rough, rough Sunday for you.
All right. Well, we're going to continue talking about sports, talking a little Sixers coming up in about 15 minutes. Now it's Jacquees, the self-proclaimed king of R&B.
Kick rocks, yo.
He's on Boom in Mina's house. Cardi B with that money here on Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What. Happy Sunday. It's Mina's house. I got Sean Bell in the house today. Fox 29 sports anchor. He's here every Sunday. Sunday Sports with Sean. Let's jump into what's going on with the Sixers right now. So our record right now, 19 wins, 11 losses. We actually take on Cleveland today at 3:30. So in a couple of hours. And what's going on with the Sixers? Because literally, Joel Embiid scored 40 points against the Pacers, and we still lost that game. Like, how is Joel Embiid having like one of the best nights of his career, scoring 40 points, and we're just not connecting with the win?
Mina, what? I told you this off air.
Oh, God.
No Jimmy, no Winnie. Okay? All right, yeah. I tried to tell you. Okay, Jimmy Butler is the key.
He said, "No Jimmy, no Winnie."
Jimmy Butler is the key. If he's not in there, this team isn't very good. And people forgot. Joel wanted this.
Bruh.
He wanted the rock where he wanted the rock. Joel. Jimmy's the key.
Jimmy been here for a couple of weeks, and we were taking W's home before that. Ben Simmons to be stepping up. That's one of the
Sixers were barely a 500 team without Jimmy Butler. And you know, this process is only complete if you keep Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons needs to step up. When you don't have Jimmy Butler on the court, he needs to step it up. I mean, he only scored 9 points in that game.
That's fair. I mean,
you know, it's not just Jimmy. Jimmy Butler is not LeBron James. And even LeBron James can't save a whole team. We've seen that happen. It's not a one-player game. It doesn't work like that in sports. You know, it's a team effort. Everybody got to be working together, and it got to be a symbiotic relationship.
Okay, so what happened the last two games?
I'm telling you, people need to step up. When we were winning, we had role players, right? We had Marco Bellinelli. We had Ilyasova. We had people that would pick up the slack when other people weren't having great games.
And you know who picks up the slack?
Who?
Jimmy Butler. If you would just listen to me, we'd be all good. Okay?
Ben has
Jimmy
to
Butler
listen.
It is not, hides all of the deficiencies.
He's not going to make us a championship team. It has to be a team effort. We need Ben contributing. We need Jimmy contributing. We need Joel scoring 30 to 40 points, even though that's hard.
You're losing to the Nets without Jimmy. With Jimmy Butler, you win 9 out of your last 11 games.
Mm.
That's the reason. Okay, he solves everything. This team isn't very deep.
Not all.
So you
the bench
can't
is...
miss a star and win. You need every tool, and you need a guy who solidifies everything. Jimmy Butler was also your closer.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you make it seem like he's like our savior. Like, no,
he is.
He's a piece.
He's the savior
of the pie.
He's a savior. Guess what? He's a free agent. He's a free agent this offseason. If he leaves, the process continues. The process is only complete if Jimmy Butler stays.
I agree, but we have foundation. We have Ben and Joel as a foundation.
Yeah, you want to play off every
year. When he came on board, we all agreed that they were creating the big three. It's not the big one. It's the big three. So in order for us to win, we need Ben scoring more than 9 points a game. We need Joel out there for at least 20 minutes, maybe 20 to 30 minutes, scoring maybe, 30, 40 points. And we need Jimmy Butler out there scoring threes, taking home the win. That's what we need. Sean Bell is here. Why are you looking at me like
Mina don't want to listen to me, man. Like, she just like,
listen,
forget the sports guy. Don't listen to him.
Really?
I'm just saying.
I value your opinion.
I'm trying to let you know Jimmy's that important. That's all I'm letting you know.
I don't disagree with you, but so is Ben and everybody else.
I never said they weren't. You know? But the city tried to act like, listen to whatever Joel says because Jimmy just needs to bow down.
Yeah, because he's the GOAT.
Whatever Joel has to say.
He's the GOAT.
Nah, bro.
We're going to wrap up this conversation in 15 minutes. Sean Bell is...
Compose love like we're Mozart.
Brand new from LMA, Shot Clock right here on Boom 103.9. Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Good Sunday afternoon. I'm Mina Say What. In my house today, Mina's house, Sean Bell. He's about to head up out of here. Sean Bell is a Fox 29 sports anchor, also one third of the Zero F's Given podcast. He joins me every Sunday. I want to say I appreciate you, Sean.
I appreciate you, Mina.
I appreciate you for coming through, man.
Family.
Yeah, we'd be like arguing it behind the scenes about everything.
You know, you're mean to me all the time, but you know.
I mean.
It's okay.
You're mean.
You just won't admit I'm always right.
You just won't respect my opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Opinion schminion.
Listen, behind the scenes, we were talking about how I still can't believe that we're still having Markel Fultz trade discussions. Like, still? I thought it was like done with the trade. Like, we just got to let him sit until we can get some money for him.
Well, listen, he's exactly. You would think he's not worth anything.
But those are your words.
No, to me, he's not worth anything.
I don't even like saying that about a person.
This someone stupid always pops up. Okay, so.
Well, I heard the Pistons are interested, they're saying.
That's what they're saying. Allegedly, the Pistons are interested. And
they're a good team right now.
And my man Keith Pompey is saying that the ownership is split. The Sixers' ownership is split on whether or not they want to trade him.
Shout out to Keith. Keith in the city, he be getting all these sports exclusives.
Yeah, man, Keith's that's my guy. But, yeah, I don't think he's worth anything. But the Pistons, hey. I guess they're trying to say, listen, we'll take a flyer on him. But for what cost?
Mm.
They might say, yeah, we'll give a flyer. We'll trade for him for a second round pick for a bag of peanuts. Like, they might not be offering much.
I don't know. I think right now we need some bench role players. Mm-hmm. I think it's crucial that we get somebody on board. I mean, our season is still kind of in the middle for basketball for the Sixers. And then remember, last year we turned it around this time. Remember?
Yeah.
Around this time, we turned it around.
The second half of the season, they turned it around when they picked up some role players.
Right.
And listen.
So we could do that. We could still have a run. I mean, I think people are pretty disappointed with the football season right now, but I don't think that disappointment needs to carry over into basketball because we still got a whole half of a season left to go, and we can still put people in place to help our big three out.
Everything, listen, when it comes to the Sixers, I know I'm Mr. Negative. Everything's fine. Everything's fine with the Sixers right now.
Right.
They're on the right path, okay? They're a top four seed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler missed the last two games. He's going to come back. They've 9 out of 12 games they won with him in the lineup, so they're going to continue that trajectory.
Okay.
Okay? And then Elton Brand will make a couple moves.
The GM, shouts to him.
To get a couple more role players in, and they'll be fine. Like, as bad as I am with how the Eagles situation is and the Flyers situation and even the Philly situation, I feel good about what the Sixers are doing right now.
All right,
and Markel Fultz, it ain't really worth anything, but it doesn't matter. We're going to do fine regardless without him.
Okay. Sixers at Cleveland today, 3:30 p.m. Eagles at Rams, 8:20 tonight. We're losing this game is your projection? The Eagles game? Okay.
That's an L.
Why you gotta end it like that? I'll be back in 6 minutes with Meek Mill, Dangerous, Gucci Mane, Wake Up in the Sky. Sean Bell, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
It's Mina's house right here on Boom 103.